The Best of Western New York 2016 is now out in the June issue of Buffalo Spree. The Best of winners were honored at a bash at the Shays Performing Arts Center May 19th. Editor Elizabeth Licata joins us on this week's Press Pass. I'm Mark Scott. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Good to have you here. And I'm sure that this is an issue that's popular with your readers. Magazines like yours across the country publish similar lists. What's the appeal here? Why are these so popular?
Well, it's a great service piece because you've got it all in one issue, all the recommendations that someone might need for where to shop, what to eat, who to know, what to listen to, what to go to, and so on. It's a guide. It's like a guide to how to live well.
What's the impact, do you think? I'm sure, like, the best diners don't have a lot of room in the first place. I'm sure you can't get a seat since this issue came out.
People have told me as soon as anything appears in Spree, and that goes for like our burger issue as well, someone told me, well, now we're getting twice as many orders for that burger. So whatever we print about a place saying that it's really good and that you need to try it, it gets tried. They will get business.
Does this issue get more reader response than anything else that you do?
I think so. I really do think so, especially this one. We've been doing it about 10, actually this is the 11th year, but I noticed real outpouring on social media, especially on Facebook, people posting pictures of their awards, taking pictures of the magazine, the print magazine, of their description, posting on Facebook. There's a lot of tweets. I've even been getting emails, a huge response, and we got a lot of votes in our poll, too.
You were saying four times as many?
Four times as many. So for some reason, this is the year, I guess.
Well, we would need an hour or two to go through every category on this program. So you'll need to check Buffalo Spree for the complete list. What I'd like to do is focus on a few interesting categories. For instance, local blogger Alan Badenko selected as the most outspoken Western New Yorker. Now, this sounds like a category that was created because Badenko fits it so well.
We've actually had most outspoken before. You won't be surprised to learn that in the past, a past winner has been Carl Palladino. So we do have a lot of outspoken people here, which is good because that makes things interesting. And I took care to include some quotes from Badenko's column so you can see exactly how outspoken. He'll say whatever he thinks. There is no self-censoring at all.
Best tweeter, Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz. Many politicians have Twitter accounts, but how does Poloncarz take it to the next level?
Well, his is coming personally from him, and that's not always the case with politicians. They have someone else doing their tweets, and his seems genuine. He gives important information that people need. He engages in conversations with his Twitter following, which is not always the case. So it doesn't come off as like some sort of official persona Twitter. It's him. And that's why we recognized it.
My son engaged with him in one Twitter dispute.
Oh, yeah?
Over plastic bags.
Really?
My son's a physician and thinks plastic bags prevent the spread of bacteria.
Interesting.
And so that was where he was coming from, and they had a little back and forth. And I don't think Poloncarz knew it was my son. I sort of side with Poloncarz over my son. I like reusable bags and plastic bags. I have to keep telling the clerks at the store I go to, please don't put everything in plastic. You know, I don't need that.
Yeah, well, I tend to agree with you, too. Yeah. And plus, I think people worry too much about germs. That's why we're so sick.
Getting off topic, but I was intrigued by the selection of the Investigative Post as best activist group.
Yes, well, yes, and that is, and I made sure to say that, yes, they're technically journalists. They're a publication. However, they're really only writing about issues where action is needed. They're responding to things that, they're telling us about things that need to be done, and they're provoking responses to those things. So I really consider that a type of activism. And actually, there has been a lot of Twitter discussion and Facebook discussion where Jim Heaney's actually said, yes, I'll take this.
I did read that. And of course, we would be remiss if we didn't cite our own Eileen Buckley as best broadcast reporter.
Well, she totally deserves it. I know I'm not going to get any argument from you, but this education series is amazing, and she's been recognized by your award agencies as well.
Yeah,
so
the AP for years.
Right, she's won tons of awards. Yeah, so she deserves an award from us.
In your Buffalo Days article on the last page, you offer words of praise to businesses and groups that did not necessarily win this year, but are still held in high regard because they won in the past. Give us some examples.
Oh, yeah. Well, Talking Leaves, you know, a venerable independent bookstore, and you know how independent bookstores are threatened. And another wonderful independent business that's right near me in Allentown is Hyatt's. And I know they have a suburban location as well. But for years, for decades, Hyatt's has been on that block during years when there was hardly any other viable business on that 800 block of Main Street. And they've stuck it out there, and they just have an amazing selection of art supplies and a lot of other interesting stuff. I think it's one of the best stores in Western New York, period. So, and then, of course, Push Buffalo continues to do good. So, yeah, we don't always have a category that would fit those particular businesses, but it doesn't mean that we don't hold them in regard all the time.
Speaking of the arts, once again, several articles in this issue previewing upcoming exhibits. One that is rather haunting is going to be at the Big Orbit, and it's of the children of the Holocaust.
Yes. Well, it's very typical of Robert Hirsch's work. He does take on history and sometimes contemporary events, and he's very interested in archival vintage photography, found photography, and he's able to take these simple snapshot type photographs and present them in kind of spectacular ways, like in this case, a very evocative way on railroad cars, much like those that were used to transport people to camps where most died. And in the past, he's also used jars. And I've seen other big installations of his work at the Birchfield Penny. I really like how he takes these very intimate, small objects and puts them in this grand, evocative, symbolic context.
At Auschwitz, when I visited, it was very emotional, obviously, but I actually lost it when I walked into the room where the children's shoes were stored. So very powerful when you're talking about the children of the Holocaust. And it's at a time when we're having some divisive political discussions, it's good to have something like this on display.
Well, genocide, continues. Atrocities, unfortunately, continue. Yeah. So it's not anything that we should be forgetting.
Next weekend is the annual 100 American Craftsmen at Lockport's Keenan Center, and a major focus this year is on emerging artists.
Yes, it's very interesting. They have a special area where young artists who are just starting out but are doing interesting work will display their wares. And actually, at press time, we had understood that some of those wares would not be for sale, but now I understand that there will be objects for sale in that area. So that'll be fun for people at an already terrific event.
One of the more popular ones held every year here in the Buffalo area, Western New York.
Well, because I've actually been a juror for that, so I know how rigorous the selection process is. Nothing mass-produced or nothing that is not truly worthy is going to get into that fair, and yet this is stuff that you can buy and own.
Elizabeth, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.
Elizabeth Licata is editor of Buffalo Spree. Mark Scott, WBFO News.